الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. My respected brothers of Islam, for a person to come in this dunya, in this world, is very easy. But going from this world with the correction and with the good amal, with the good character, is very difficult. We are sent over here for examination. We are not here for fun. And examination is always difficult. So this is a difficult part that we are right now passing in our life. But the good thing is, if we spend this time appropriately and we learn and we act properly, we will have a beautiful destination. We will be successful. But if we waste this time, then we will have a worse outcome. There will be suffering forever over there. So it is very important that we have to attain good characteristics and good training, good amal in this dunya. In other words, we have to get a proper identification from this word. Sibghatullah. Sibghatullah means the color from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing, I can give you example, like if I tell you that you should have ID card where you are working. Once you get the ID card, you get the uniform, you get the appropriate things which is required to work over there, you gonna feel like I am employed over here. If you don't have ID, and this means you're temporary over there. You're not permanent yet. So we came over here for a short period of time. What we have to get over here? The appropriate ID that in this dunya and hereafter they can identify you that you are a Muslim. These days it is very difficult to even identify who's Muslim. Not from his appearance, not from his character. You trade with a Muslim and you trade with a non-Muslim, there's no difference. He has the same greed and the other has the same greed. He's violating the same way, the other one is violating the same way. So shaitan is misguiding and fooling us that we are going into paradise. Why? Because I born in a Muslim family. I just said shahada, alhamdulillah, now I have insurance. I'm going into paradise. So, Sibghatullah, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةً. What can be better than identification and the color, which is the color given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we came over here, so what we have to get? We have to get this color, this identification, this way of life, which is important that we have to have this. When we are dying, people should witness that this person spend life according to Islam. His belief was according to Islam. His dealing was according to Islam. Everything was according to Islam. People should generally witness for that. If you are working in a hospital and you have a gown and you have a stethoscope hanging on you, people don't have difficulty. They're going to say, oh, this doctor is going. You don't need to identify. Your whole appearance is, your attire is identification. When you're a Muslim and you're in a crowd, you went to the market, people should know that, okay, this is Muslim. You know, those people who have identification, you can easily, you can differentiate them, okay, this is Jewish, this is Muslim, this is Sikh, or whatsoever, you know, their religion is. So why not, being a Muslim, we should have identification. So we should get this identification. And then, once you have this identification, then another thing comes, that now we are responsible. You are putting the uniform of a policeman, how are you going to act? You're going to be lousy, or you're going to be standing alert, and you're watching all your security men? What are you going to do? You're going to go and sleep over there? Or you're going to be alert? You're a doctor. You are standing in a medical office, in a hospital. They're going to tell you, you have to behave according to your profession. You cannot act over here different, because now you have attire. We have attire. We are Muslim. We have identification. Now it is responsibility for us to act accordingly. Now, the question comes, where are we going to get all this information, and how we need to behave, how we should behave, and you know, this information is required, because once you get the job, they give you training. A person who accepted Islam, he said Shahada, what is next he going to need? You know, a person who became adult, he born in a Muslim family, he grew up, and one day he get puberty. So, did he get the sufficient training before he get the puberty or not? Where are he going to get this training? Now this is something very important question. And what kind of training is required for him? That's another question. So my friend, there's two things very important. One is called ilm. Ilm means the knowledge. You have to learn what message came from your Lord, your Creator, through His Messenger. So in other words, Quran and the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said, his farman, this is something important that we have to study. Like they give you a booklet, okay, this is the booklet that you have to study, because you have to work in this office. Mostly professions, what they're going to do, they're going to say, maybe 15, 16 years you have to go into the college. More responsible job, more hours you have to put it on. And then even you get the job and you get all the diplomas and degrees and everything, still you have a continuous education. Continue, keep studying, because it is important. You're going to forget. That's why we keep studying Quran. Every Ramadan comes, what we do? From Alif Lam Mim until when Imam is reciting all this Quran. Why? Because a reminder again and again. But most of us, we don't understand what they are saying. No doubt. So we have to really sit down and we have to really understand this ilm. This is very important to get this ilm. And if somebody who just get the ilm and he don't act on this ilm, then there's another problem. Because this only ilm make you proud. There were some people who used to have only ilm. They don't used to act on this. You know? So just like if you are the doctor, you know everything, or a general population, if they have a knowledge that, you know, fatty foods and all this kind of different foods can increase your cholesterol, and when high cholesterol can damage your heart and your arteries and your brain, and you can get stroke and you can die even. People, they know. But if they don't act on this, can he save himself? Obviously no, he cannot save himself. Even if he is a doctor, he cannot save himself. If he is not acting accordingly. If he's mandatory to do exercise every day, or you know, a few times in a week, if he's not acting, he has a different kind of life. Even if he's a cardiologist, he's going to die with a heart attack. Doesn't matter. So only ilm cannot save you. You have to act on this ilm. This is also very important. There were some people, they have only ilm, and they get so proud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. These are the people, they should not have the, you know, my verses, my ayat, they should not have this knowledge, you know. They don't deserve for that, because they are walking with the takabbur, with the proudness that they are knowledgeful people. Some people, they read some books, and then they start feeling that I am something very special. They start criticizing everyone. Even they start criticizing back in history, the pious people, you know. Even, I can tell you, today I receive one call, and the guy, he was criticizing Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, this is the call of Sahabi, not this, not that, not that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What you guys are doing? Because he studies few books, he became so proud and so arrogant, unbelievable. So, even they are people, what they start saying? نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. They start feeling that we are son of Allah, and we are his favorite. Why? Because they have knowledge. They start feeling in such a bad way. لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. But they start thinking, only few days they're going to go into the hellfire. Not many days. Why? Why a few days? Because they have knowledge. They feel like we are very special. We are even children of God. And fire will not touch us. You know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَحْدَى. Did they get any promise from Allah? Or they are just making themselves? There are so many Muslims these days. They are so confident and doing the sin. Why? Because they think we are Muslim and we are going to go into the paradise. We are born Muslim. Yeah, these people who are doing sin here and there, and they are not Muslim, and they will go into the hellfire. We are definitely going into Jannah. This is wrong information. You know, this is a misconception what they have. So when this kind of misconceptions occurs, وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. So what happened? They start killing even the Anbiya, the pious people. Right now, there is no more Anbiya. What they do? They criticize the pious people. They look at the even the back in history, and they start criticizing them. Oh, you know, this. And they're so arrogant about themselves. Another thing is, which is also very important to know, if a person who do not attain knowledge, and he said, okay, you know, I am so busy, I'm doing my job, I'm here, I'm there, and you know, he's not curious what is command from my Allah, and he comes to the prayer, and he stand and he cry, he make a zikr, he do everything, you know. So there is a chance that he gonna do innovation in the deen, because he don't know. When you don't know the pathway, what are you gonna do? You're gonna wander around here and there. You're gonna say, maybe I have to make a right, may I have to make a left, or where I have to go. I have no idea where I have to go. So what he gonna do? He gonna create some bid'at. Because he don't know the deen. He don't know. He don't know anything. So what he gonna do? He gonna guess from himself. He gonna make the good guessing. That my Lord, maybe he want to do this thing. So he's gonna start by guessing. He's gonna start doing all these things. So I can tell you one beautiful example. If you have a car, and you have to reach to the destination, that we all have a body. His body is just like a car. Our car, has to reach to the paradise. We want to be successful on the day of judgment. So now this car need a proper road where this car has to move. You know, if you don't know, you know, which way I have to go, instead of taking the west, you take the east, you will never reach into Manhattan. You're going to end up in Riverhead. You know, so you need to know what is the pathway. And knowing the pathway, it means you should have a knowledge. This is the ilm. This is for this ilm, you have to go to madrasa. You have to study. You have to open the books. You have to, you know, there was used to be AAA give one paper and they write down all the map and they give you MapQuest. These days, what we have? Navigation. And he tells you, go right, you go left, you go right, left, and then at the home, okay, I reach my home. Otherwise, people, they don't know where, how to reach my home. So there should be a paper or something. And this paper, this direction came in the form of Quran. This is ilm. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Sahaba, that this is the right way, this is the way you have to live. And then another thing is, you need a fuel in this car. If there's no fuel, you know, you have the map, you know all, everything, but there's no fuel. So what's going to happen? You're going to reach destination? No, man, your car will be standing on the road because you don't have fuel. Exactly, you know everything, that how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is hadith, what is, you know, teaching of Islam, but you don't have that spirit inside. You know, you're standing in the salat and your mind is wandering all around. What is this situation? Are you worshipping Allah? Or are you busy in dunya? So what exactly going on? So you need some kind of, you know, fuel inside that continue, pump you, motivate you. And this motivation and this pumping is by zikr. You know, there was one time what happened, there's a big oil tanker, you know, he was standing on the road, and we asked people that why he's blocking the road. They said this is oil tanker and somehow he finishes gasoline. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. He has such a big gas on his, is an oil tanker, but this oil is not into his tank. So he's standing over there, he cannot move. So it was a big surprise. But it gave us a lesson that if you memorize all the books and you know every knowledge of deen and you're not practicing, you are just like this oil tanker, that you have all the burden on you, but you are empty with gasoline. So my friend, we need to have knowledge and we need to know the Sarat-e Mustaqim. Now another question comes, that how we can get all these two important things, which is very important, because without them, we're not going to be successful. We're not going to be able to do things. We need motivation. Someone needs to motivate us and someone needs to teach us. Well, from where we can get all these things? Usually, in Islamic history, people, they go into masjid, people, they go into madrasa. And over there, they learn the deen. And at the same time, they used to go into places where the pious people are living, or in the masjid, if there is a pious person, you know, they stay in his company and they learn how to practice on this deen. They learn, they read it, everything, you know. But they have to show. It's like you have to have a theory and then you have to have a practical for that in order to understand completely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not send the Quran by Jibreel on the Kaabatullah and put it over there that this, my jurisprudence is over here, no one can touch, no one can go close to this because Jibreel is standing over there. You know, read this one, practice this one. No, this is not the situation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent 124,000 Anbiya, they are made of same bone, muscles, same thing, like you, me, we are made of human being. They came into this dunya, and the people, they reject them. People fight with them. They suffer a lot. People were stoning them. Even many get killed in this pathway. They keep suffering, and the Quran is full of their stories and telling, this is the way my Anbiya, they came and they work hard in this life. And what they show? They show every aspect of, you know, life. Practically. This is happening. This is, you can think about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will surprise that how many times kuffar they came and battled with him. And if you divide these battles, either himself he went to battle, or either he has to send some people to get battle, you know, get into the battle. If you really divide, you're going to see every few months, average, you're going to come that he's been involved with some kind of difficulties like this. And then in between, he was teaching his companion. In between, he was showing practical Islam. He was telling him how the man should behave, how the woman should behave, how the children should act, how you can, you know, teach other people. In every aspect he taught. Even when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed, after this sahaba was just like sparkling stars. Wherever they went, they implement Islam, and they were so successful. Unbelievable. What kind of training was this? In few years, you know, why this was such a great training? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was directly teaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you read the Quran, you will realize that place to place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching his own messenger. Afallahu anka lima azinta lahum. This love, the word lima, it tells you that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did you permit them? You know, such a beautiful way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu lima tuharrimu ma ahadda Allahu laka. Why you are permitting when I'm not, why you stop, you know, when I permitted something? So this is training coming from Allah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he trained sahaba, then sahaba trained tabi'in, then tabi'in trained tabi' tabi'in. Then if you look into Islamic history, the human being was teaching other human being. Similarly, in every profession, how you get the knowledge? You send your children into the school, and eventually they become doctor, engineer, accountant, and blah blah blah, everything. What is about deen? If you don't come to the pious people and their company, don't want to sit with them, then how are you going to learn ilm, and how are you going to act on this ilm? It will be impossible, my friend. So the conclusion of today's lecture is that we came into this dunya for a purpose. It's a short period of time. We have to be successful hereafter. And to become successful, we need to learn that what our Lord is commanding us by ilm and by remembrance of Allah, because without remembrance of Allah, you will not get that fuel inside, you will not have that motivation inside that is going to force you to continue waking up in the morning and pray at that time. And you have, when by yourself, how you going to be honestly doing your business? You know, all this motivation is required, you know, in your heart. And in order to get ilm and the motivation, which is zikr, you need to stay in a good company. You need to look where I can go and stay. Those practical people, no doubt these days, such people are very few. No doubt. But if such people completely finish, then this means we are hopeless and there's no chance for us to, you know, practice and to survive ourselves. Then the chance finish. Then this means this, the purpose of this universe is finished. Then Allah will make qiyamah. Allah will destroy everything. You know. So there are rabbaniyun. You know, very in the beginning I read this ayah that
there are kunu rabbanijina. Rabbanijina means the men of Lord. Be men of the Lord. Another place, ya ayyuhalladhina amanuttaqullah. Oh believers, you need to have a taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, and you have to stay with the righteous people. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days we are so scared from the company of righteous people, and we are so careful, and we are losing everything. So in such a short time, I think I have delivered this message. Alhamdulillah, Allah give us tawfiq to act on this, and we have only little time, and then we have to really be successful hereafter. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.